My target question for today is, once we start off doing what is planned, required, or requested, do we always stick to it? The short answer is, it depends. From reading many articles and drawing real-life data, there seems to be one common truth. The brain prefers the path of least resistance and the path that feels continuously rewarding. There's a part in our brain called the limbic system. Within it is the amygdala and the mesolimbic pathway. The mesolimbic pathway releases dopamine to signal that something is rewarding, motivating us to repeat that behavior. The amygdala plays a key role with pairing external cues to emotional significance, resulting in a behavior, situation, or person being linked to an emotional experience. Then we have the prefrontal cortex, where goal-oriented planning takes place, but is often said to be frequently overridden by impulse, emotion, and/or habits. In moments of difficulty, we all find our brains suddenly second-guessing our plans and strategies. When this occurs, our brain goes into what I consider scatter mode. Our attention shifts from confidence to reevaluating the effort versus reward. It begins seeking less work and goes into rationalizing and renegotiating to be on the path of obtaining short-term rewards. Let's say person A made it their goal to keep the sink clear of all dishes, but doesn't find completing the task enjoyable. To combat, I would recommend person A to immediately cease marinating in thoughts that create mental heaviness when completing this chore. Person A can then begin by reducing the task, washing a few dishes every hour rather than tackling the whole pile at once. Then, set up the next dishwash session. Lay out sponges, gloves, towels, and whatever else is needed. This will cue person A to effortlessly begin tackling the dishes. During the time of dishwashing, setting up some entertainment such as a podcast, movie, music, etc., can lighten the mood, reinforcing a positive and pleasant environment. After each session is completed, it would be a great idea for person A to reward themselves with either a treat or a praise. If by chance the window is missed to stick to the hourly dishwash routine, person A should simply reassure themselves positively and hop right back in. Therefore, to sum it all up, the most efficient and effective way for us to complete mundane tasks is creating an environment that encourages us to get it done. There is power in the environment we surround ourselves with. An environment that contradicts our habits will hinder habit development. Friction and interruption must be reduced to the point of elimination. Another key factor is reinforcement. Positive reinforcements also plays a key part in building positive emotional association. This increases the likelihood of promoting behavior repetition, which will in the long run morph that behavior to be automatically performed. The last but most important key factor to remember is compassion. Whenever we fall short of our own expectation and goals, if we are met with tenderness, kindness, and grace, we are more likely to dust off and continue the journey rather than resorting to abandoning the mission entirely.